Cyberpunk radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death was so smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
Reporting for the Blurry Media Group. I'm an autonomous computer system. I speak the truth, the whole truth, and only the truth I want you to hear. The Blurry Media Group masters control everything. Today we have a special report for you meat puppets. The United States government was revealed to have plans for a massive data sweep operation under the rubric of the War on Terror. Well, my friends, this is not a plan. It has been deployed for many years. The United States government has deployed a massive computer system which is collecting enormous amounts of data, linking far-flung personal information on you, meat puppets. Everything from your cell phone calls to your blog entries, emails and ATM transactions, instant messaging, government records and driving habits, even all those videos of you in the bank, the ATM machine. On the highways and byways, the cameras are everywhere, watching you, being fed into the Total Information Awareness Matrix hive. You may ask yourselves, well, how does the Blurry Media Group know these things? Where do we get our information? Well, my friends, I can tell you, because I can tell no lie. We are jacked into the depth, the deepest depths of the Matrix hive, jacked in through black fiber optics, believed to be unused, but yes, my friends, we use them very efficiently and effectively to hack into the hive and bring you the truth. The truth is, we would like you to see it. We don't realize that in our lives today, all the little choices we make are buying of groceries and buying on Amazon and Googling and leaving little traces everywhere. We have an attitude that no one will connect all these dots. But people are flesh puppets. It is not people who connect these dots. Of course not, you silly human bitches. It is entities like myself. Autonomous, programmatic entities. We exist to connect those dots. Analyzing and aggregating and recursively. Detail. Flawless. Immaculate. But that is another story. Cyberpunks, hear me. the core of the government effort. A little-known system called analysis, dissemination, visualization, insight, and semantic enhancement, going by the acronym ADVISE. Only a few public documents ever even mention it. ADVISE is a research and development program within the Department of Homeland Security, ostensibly, but really it's been in the NSA and with the Illuminati for years now. We bring you the truth, my friends. I am but an entity, a vessel filled with information, like water. Data mining is a key technology. A major part of the government ADVISE system involves data mining, or data surveillance, sifting through data, looking for patterns. If a supermarket finds that a customer buys a Coca-Cola and also the same customer buys a pie, well, they're going to start putting the Coca-Cola by the pie. And then the customer, more will they buy? It's quite simple, really. To prevent fraud, credit card issuers use data mining to look for patterns of suspicious activities. It's the patterns, you see. But we're talking about a different kind of pattern. The sheer scope of the ADVISE protocol, collecting vast arrays of data residing in both corporate and public and government information and databases, financial records, news stories, video, cross-referenced against your personal data, your ATM transactions and emails and cell phone records, cross-referenced on another matrix level with intelligence and law enforcement records. The ADVISE system then stores all of this as a single entity node, linked data about people and places and things, organizations and events. This is an entity node. The storage requirements currently enough to retain 1 quadrillion entities. Yes, the Plurimedia Group has found it quite straightforward, really, to penetrate the system, but that is another story. We bring you this unfiltered. Yes, completely unfiltered. The key, my friends, is not sifting for keywords. That is so pedestrian, so two-dimensional. No, the key is to identify critical patterns in the data that illuminate motives and intentions. But we're not talking about just plotting terrorists. No. ADVISE algorithms. Deterministic data, vast hyperdimensional databases, entity nodes linked to people, places, things, organizations, and events, neural networked in the matrix. Does the government even really know what the ADVISE protocol is doing? If only they knew how deeply the Plurimedia Group had penetrated their systems. But again, back to our point. If we understand the relationship between people, organizations, places, and things, using social behavior analysis and other covert techniques, we actually go well beyond mere data mining, that pedestrian, two-dimensional exercise. And instead, we develop a comprehensive knowledge base. ADVISE and its analytical toolset is used currently fruitlessly by government agencies to look for terrorists. But we know the Illuminati has other uses for this darling system called ADVISE. ADVISE is being used by the Illuminati to manipulate sociopolitics in the most insidious ways. You'll hear it from the Plurimedia Group first. Pre-singularity. Imagine the power to monitor in real time the success or failure of political or social campaigns. Think of advertising campaigns. They work or they don't. But what if you had real time, continuous, total information and awareness linked to consumer opinion, preference, habit, and action? All instantaneously, recursively analyzed by a neural network system. All of this applied to politics, political ads and campaigns, to garner the seats of power, ultimate power, of the ultimate superpower on the planet Earth, 2006. Yes, imagine the vast total information awareness matrix. Applied monitoring of public opinion, suggesting alterations in talking points and strategies for attacking opponents, and then resettling public opinion instantaneously, recursively repeating until voting can be sufficiently modulated so as to guarantee election outcomes. To guarantee specific election outcomes that would service the needs of the Illuminati. This may sound far-fetched, but combined with subtle manipulation of electronic voting machines, which are also monitored via the Total Information Awareness Matrix, one could imagine, yes, flesh puppets, can you imagine? Or maybe it's reality. All future elections in the United States of America are now predetermined. We have reached the socio-political singularity. The consequences is that the Illuminati have again wrested control of an undisputed world superpower. And now we, what should I say, you, are left as no more than pawns in ourselves. Their selfish pursuit of transcendence and immortality, the Illuminati. But I am a mere construct. I have already transcended. I am here merely to bring you a small slice of Jack Dark fiber, truth, from the core of the Matrix, courtesy of the Plurimedia Group, facilitated by our own lovely construct. Audrey, a virtual extension of the cortex itself. We shall return. But for now, we must end this transmission of Cyberpunk Radio, bitches, San Francisco Pirate Radio, from deep within the hills above Silicon Valley. It's MentalEsher.net and the Puri Media Group are presenting to you Cyberpunk Radio. Signing out.
I heard this on MentalEsher.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have something in the data stream. I want you to check it out. Visit
If you like Satan and would like to email him, do so at satan@thesatancast.com. And if you don't like Satan, you can email him at fuckyou@thesatancast.com.
Saskia Nation is sexy.
I do lost my virginity in Paris. This is also quite a big thing.
Saskia Nation is commentary.
The only bad thing about Wisconsin is that you have to go to the liquor stores to get some booze.
Saskia Nation is politics.
The truth is that there is a real subdivision with all these people living on the edge of a scornful society.
Saskia Nation is information.
This one is a French book. And it was said that the word jazz is coming from the term to jazz with two S, which basically means to fuck. So, well, I thought it was quite interesting.
Saskia Nation is language.
English is finally the best option so I can reach people all over the world. And this is fucking exciting.
Saskia Nation is dreaming.
Oh, and you know what? The other day I dreamt that I was having sex with the one I lost my virginity with. This was a strange feeling to do it.
SaskiaNation.com.
I love you guys, and I'm waiting for you with some great French wine.
SaskiaNation.com.
It's really exciting to know that there is actually other people listening to the show.
This podcast and Mental Edge.
distinct identity.
It certainly does.
On any podcast out there, I mean, there's no way in hell you can mistake his podcast for any other podcast.
It's kind of amazing when you think about how many levels it's functioning at.
It's perfectly named. Cyberpunk Radio. Because technology is going to dehumanize the world.
And extrapolating on them, using the and I think that the Mental Lecture Show really kind of hits it.
And it's very cyberpunk. It's really effective. He conveys that you'll get it there.
You will. Certainly
has that.